you know, see these kids have smiles on their faces and get out and, you know, exercise a little bit, get out into, you know, the facility where we practice and see some of the players. I think it's fun for those guys, and I'm just happy I could take a part of it. Throw to some moving targets for once, and it's been fun. So it's good to put a smile on a kid's face and, you know, let them enjoy the day.
Meet the first moving.
Yeah, I think so. There was one who was, like, my biggest fan, which is really cool. So, you know, like I said, it's a great event. Bring all the kids from our community into our facility, let them do some football activities, and have a good day.
Is this the first time you've thrown to a moving target since the Buffalo
Yeah,
game?
Usually it's just a trainer just standing out there. So, and half the time he drops the ball anyway. So some of these kids caught better than he does. So I won't mention his name. I don't want to embarrass him. But like I said, it's fun to get out here and, you know, see these kids have a good day and you know, emphasize how important it is to get out and, you know, move around, even if it's just 60 minutes a day and be active.
About the rehab?
Yeah, rehab's going great. You know, I'm out here doing, you know, everything I need to be doing. If it was up to me, I'd practice tomorrow. So at this point, I feel really good. Now, obviously, the trainers and doctors will, you know, determine when I'm back. But for me, April can't come soon enough, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, that seems legitimate.
Like, yeah,
when you
keep
this together, you can do stuff.
Yeah, for me, it's more every day I come in here and do something more. And to me, you know, it seems more and more conceivable that April is a target date. Now, how much I can do, I don't know. But the stuff I'm doing in here now, I don't think is much different than we'd be doing in April anyways.
What's best you can tell?
Well, since I was had surgery the same week my daughter was born, I know exactly to the week. It's 17 weeks tomorrow it'll be out of surgery. So it's come along great. You know, in here working hard, and it's paid off.
Are you able to run yet or anything?
Yeah.
Best you can tell, are you on schedule, maybe even ahead of schedule, or you don't
know? Definitely on schedule, if not ahead. I mean, at this point now we're kind of out of the rehab phase and more into the strengthening. You know, so much like the little rehab stuff I'm kind of over now. It's lifting, running, dropping back, throwing, those types of things. So it's more of like the strengthening and getting acclimated to doing more type of football things now, cutting, those types of things.
When last you left, you
sure.
were the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Do you still feel like the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, that's what I'm working hard every day to get back towards. So I take that mentality with me every day I come in here. And trust me, there's a lot of days where it's February and I'm sitting here in our facility working hard where, you know, most of the time you kind of let your body recuperate. So for me, you know, my goal is to be the starting quarterback again. And that's what every day I come in here and work towards. And it's definitely a motivation for me.
Do you pay attention to all the talk about the draft and how they'll probably draft the quarterback?
Not really. The only thing I had really paid attention to was when the coaching search was going on, because a lot of times it hits the media before we would even know. And then after that, I kind of, you know, turn that stuff off. So, you know, in this league, there's a draft every year. There's free agency every year. So it's a constant motion of players in and out, things like that. So being a veteran guy, you know, you realize that. And for me, veterans have an advantage on rookies anyways, because those guys, I know from my first year, you train so much for the combine, things like that you're not really training for, you know, reading defenses, playing football. You're worrying about your 40, you know, your drops, things like that. So for a veteran, you know, I'm worried about minicamp. I'm not worried about going out and running a 40 or anything like that. And for me, obviously, rehab. So, you know, we are at advantage anyways, and, you know, there's always going to be competition. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, for me being here, obviously can't talk football, but, you know, seeing him in the cafeteria and just getting a chance to know him, I'm excited. And actually, I reached out to Kirk Cousins and, you know, talked to him about Kyle, and he had nothing but great things to say, and we kind of compared notes on offenses and stuff like that. So I'm excited. You know, I can get a chance to get in there and watch film and watch their film from last year and kind of get a feel for his style of offense, and I think I fit that style really well. It's, you know, there's drop back, there's play action, you know, there's a good running game that's involved, which makes it easier on the quarterback when in the play action game and things like that. So I'm excited, and like I said, April for me can't come fast enough.
I know there's all these rules that, like yeah. you said, you can't. Have you had any conversations at all with Coach Patton or Shanahan, even just a, hi, I'm your coach?
Yeah, those type of, I mean, I see those guys almost on a daily basis just because of me being in my rehab. So, you know, it's tough because I want to start asking about offense and things like that, and, you know, you really can't do it. So it's frustrating. Some of those rules in place kind of prohibit you from doing some things. But, you know, like I said, walking by, seeing them at the lunchroom, or, you know, coming down to the weight room and getting to know those guys, I think at least I can get to know them on a personal level and kind of, you know, feel out the type of people they are. And then when it comes to football, you kind of know that instead of, you know, the first day coming in and just learning football right off the bat. So it's kind of nice. And like I said, I'm excited to get working with, you know, Coach Shanahan. Dowell, I've had nothing but great things to talk about with him. So it's an exciting time for me.
We got time for a couple more questions.
Like a pecking order? Have they said anything to you about where you sit in this thing?
No, not at all. And to me, that'll be determined, you know, months from now anyway. So, like I said, for me, it's, you know, about coming in here, rehabbing, preparing myself as best I can for when we start back up, and, you know, kind of going from there. And, you know, from my time talking to Coach Petten, I'm excited to play for the guy. He's one of those coaches who, you know, you look at him and he's a football guy. He's going to bring some intensity, accountability, all those things. So for me, you know, I can't wait for April to start.
What was your reaction to the restructuring of the front office? What do you know about Ray?
Yeah, well, I've gotten a chance to know Ray. Obviously for me, Mike Lombardi was a big reason I came here. You know, he had a lot of faith in me, and I'll always appreciate what he did for me at a point where not a lot of people believed in me. And I'll always look to prove him right. In the same sense, I've gotten a chance to know Ray over the year I've been here, and I'm excited. The things he talks about as a football player is what you want to hear. So, you know, you got to move forward, and that's what we're going to do. And at this point, like I said, now all that's done. For me, it's just about getting out on the field and competing and getting back that starting job.
Unsettling at all that all these changes, I mean, starting with Chud and then that.
Sure.
It's a lot of changes in the first 6 weeks after the season.
That's just the NFL. Like I said, it's a continuous motion between whether it's coaching, management, players. You know, that's just part of the business. And we all got in this business knowing that. I think, you know, NFL's not for long. It's definitely the truth. The guys who can do it for a long time are the special ones. So you look to kind of model your career after them. And then, you know, whatever happens, happens. And you can only worry about the things you can control. And for me, at this point now, the coaches are here, the front office is set. It's about my rehab and getting ready to go come April.